This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for September 14th. I'm Paul Plack. An ATR 72 turboprop with 43 passengers on board went down yesterday morning just after takeoff from Ciudad, Guyana. Venezuelan state-run TV reports 11 fatalities. Captain John Prater, president of the Airline Pilots Association, says he looks forward to his union's review of the FAA's proposed airline crew work rules. Continental Airlines and the International Brotherhood of Teamsters say they reached tentative agreement Friday on a new contract for aircraft maintenance technicians and related employees. Cessna says it's expanding manufacturing in Mexico because China's labor costs have risen to the point at which, all things considered, it's now as expensive as Mexico. The White House is reportedly about to notify Congress of its intention to pursue a $60 billion deal with Saudi Arabia that would include the sale of advanced aircraft to the kingdom. Atlas Air Worldwide Holdings says the U.S. Air Force is extending its contract to train pilots of Air Force One and the E-4B National Airborne Operations Center through next year. Two women and 14 men are involved in a six-week program to try out for the U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team. Bell Helicopter has removed life limits on 14 parts of the 407, which it says will cut maintenance costs on the machine by 12%. The high school team from North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics in Durham has taken the top prize in NASA's BalloonSat high-altitude flight competition. And a Belgian company has a new simulator that allows practicing formation flight by satellites orbiting the Earth at thousands of miles per hour. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Scott Glover talks about how his C-47 restoration turned into a sort of genealogy project. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.